Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
About the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. It's going to be an excellent night tonight because tonight we're going to be talking about how hip-hop has evolved successfully in spite of the criticism. But before we get started, we have to pay respect to our Lord and Father, Jesus Christ, and His Father, God, Jehovah. Lord, we ask that you cover every ear that is listening to the show, everyone who participates. We ask that you put down all technical difficulties so that we can get through a show progressively. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, like I say, we're talking about how hip-hop has evolved successfully in spite of the criticism. In the early days of hip-hop, when it first got started, everybody was saying that it was just a trend. It was pretty much a phase, and that it wouldn't last. Well, tonight, that's in question, and we're going to ask tonight, is hip-hop just a phase? Is it really standing its own as it has been doing for the last 30-some-odd years? So tonight, that's what we're talking about, and I want to welcome my hostess with the mostess, that's Lady Di. How you doing, Lady Di?
I'm doing fantastic on this Family and Friends Friday. What about yourself?
I am doing extremely well, and very excited for the weekend because we're in revival this week, so I'm going to be able to participate a little bit in it this weekend. So, but it's real good.
And you're going to be all revived, huh?
All revived. So next week, I should come alive.
On Monday, huh?
Yep. One of our guests is here. I can't identify the number, so I'm going to let them open up the floor and introduce themselves. That's 916-226. If you would, please, could you please state your name, where you're calling from, and what it is that you do?
My name's Tatiana Turner. They call me T. Turner. I'm from California. I'm currently in the Los Angeles area. I'm from Sacramento, though, and which is Northern California. And I am a audio engineer and producer for independent films, television commercials, and marketing and advertising was my former career before I got more into entertainment.
Thank you, Tatiana. Lady Di, meet Tatiana.
Hey, Lady Di, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Welcome to the show, T. Turner. It's nice to have met you. We're looking forward to hearing what you have and your perspective on tonight's topic. So thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Poetic, do we have anyone else?
Not as of yet. The other guests haven't joined us yet, but I just talked with him, so he should be calling in shortly.
All righty, sounds good. Well, okay. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the mostess officially checking into the building tonight on a Family and Friends Friday where we're talking all about how hip-hop has evolved successfully in spite of the criticism that we have, endured. And T. Turner, I know you're just the woman who is going to help navigate us through this topic, and I want to get your opening remarks, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I don't mind. How do I feel about hip-hop and its evolution? I would say that I guess we proved them wrong. People thought it was just a fad or it was just going to come in and go back out. If anything, it's evolved and metamorphosed and turned into all different type of things. And I feel that I hear a lot of things about the music of today isn't real hip-hop and this and whatnot. To me, I feel that all the different types of genres of hip-hop we have today, rap and techno rap and this and that, and are all spinoffs of their father, hip-hop. So to say that, you know, the music of today isn't the same as the music, the music might not be the same, but we're all the same family. We all brothers and sisters, you know. So I think that, you know, when you have something that came from a culture where their main motto is survival, then you have something where if you show these people, hey, this is what you can do, this is how you can make money off of it, this is how you can take care of your family, this is how you can do this and that, well, hey, the hip-hop community said, okay, well, we can get paid for this. Oh, we can do just like the athletes. People are going to sponsor us and whatnot. And if anything, hip-hop helped get people out of the hood. It helped get people out of the projects and stuff, the places where it started, you know, in New York. And it helped people evolve from a situation where they thought they were desperate and nothing was ever going to happen. We all go living together forever. We don't have no chance. Well, now you're finding people springing up everywhere that are producers and artists and, you know, not just on the rapping side, but they're the DJs and the people making the music and recording it and writing. So not only did hip-hop evolve in a good way, a great way, it's going to keep on growing. And it'll keep on changing and metamorphosing and this and that, just as everything else in life has done.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Thank you so much for your opening remarks. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, I see. For those of you who are just checking in, you are officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the mostest, the lovely Lady Di, alongside Poetic, who is our producer extraordinaire and also the visionary and founder of Hip Hop National Radio. Can't do anything without our Queen Dee, who's always in the background holding us down. That is Myra Morris, who's the CEO of our Hip Hop National magazine. If you hadn't had an opportunity, you definitely want to take a walk down memory lane at www.hiphopnational.com and see all the great work that Myra does with the magazine. I mean, when I say she puts it down, I'd put her up against an Ebony Essence and Vibe any day. Hands down, T-Pain was the last one in. Boy, I'm almost about to explode. I can't wait to share with you who she has coming up on the next cover. You are going to be totally pleased and also, you know, definitely surprised. She just keeps taking us to the next level, and we're so glad to have her be a part of our dynamic team. So with that being said, if you're all talked out because the week can beat you up, make sure you still join us at www.blogtalkradio.com with / Hip Hop National Radio. That's where you can get in on our chat room, and you can chat it up if you don't feel like talking. For those of you who got a little bit more steam left in you, dial carefully, but dial 213-559-2995. The number again is 213-559-2995. That's where you can get in, where you fit in, and let us know what you're thinking and ask your questions and get your comments on and all of the like. So with that being said, we're going to continue in our discussion about exactly, you know, how we feel about the way that hip-hop has really evolved. You know, not only have we taken criticism, I totally agree with you, T. Turner, when you mentioned that people thought it was just going to be a fad. And so to see the evolution really come to fruition and be so fruitful and now role models and, you know, all of the moguls who have come out of this industry, it is just, I know for me, a delight to see. You know, now what I really would like to see us focus on as an industry is how each one can reach one and teach one. I think it's our responsibility. I think we should be held accountable. We believe here at Hip Hop National Radio that sharing is caring, and the way I think to the top is for us to help each other out. You know, we got to get out of that crab mentality. We have to get to a place where we're not always trying to pull each other down. We got to get out of that jealousy and envious spirit and just be able to say, you know, I love what one of our dynamic experts said the other night. He was like, it's okay being a copycat. Just make sure you're copying the right cat. And I love that. That's something that stuck with me. It really resonated. And I think it's senseless sometimes when we go back and try to recreate the wheel where we could just partner with each other because there's power in numbers. And a lot of times we don't have to go back and do it. You know, it's just a way that when we pull together, we can enhance it and make things better. So having said that, you know, T. Turner, I'd be interested to get your opinion, your perspective on how you believe we can come together as an industry and continue this success run.
Well, I feel that the entrepreneurial networking spirit is very vibrant, very alive in today's generation, and people are networking and getting together like never before with the power of the internet. And you don't even have to, you don't need the big names and the big this and that anymore. If you have the ambition and the drive and the goal, and if you don't have the knowledge or a computer savvy, get somebody who is, team up or whatnot, there's a lot that can be done. We, just like you said, Dee, just like you said, the problem is that because it's become so easy and so available that now everybody, a lot of people think, oh, I could just do it on my own. I don't need you. I get so many people who request to get video work done, and they say, and they're constantly telling me, yeah, well, you know, nowadays you can just get a camera and you can go do what you want and you can do it, you know. But, yeah, it might be available, it might be this and that, but finding, but being able, you can get a camera, you can shoot in this HD quality, but having the artisticness to know angles and lighting and how to do this and what this is supposed to mean and different type of language of the cinema is a different story. And so it's not, if we all think we're just going to do it on our own, that's impossible because not one person out there who made it did it on their own. They all needed somebody at some point, whether it was a lawyer, whether it was a publicist, whether it was a DJ, whoever it was, you know. So networking and coming together with other people who you can get along with, who you can collaborate with, who have the same type of beliefs you do and system set up that you do is, you know, is the way to go. Because you can't always be the artist and be the manager and be this and be that. Get people who support you. Get people who are on the same page as you. One person might want to be an engineer, so that person records. One person wants to be an artist. One person is going to school to be in public relations, you know, so they want to be a PR person. You know, networking and collaborating, I mean, it's the key. What I learned is that first when you get into the business, everybody tells you it's not what you know, it's who you know. That's true. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But then once you get into the business, you realize that it's not about who you know now, it's about what you know because you already know the people. So now they want to see what you got. So, you know, getting a strong team together, networking with people who want to do, who have the same ambitions and goals is what will get you to where you need to be, you know.
I love how you said that. You know, and you make it sound so easy. So, you know, my next question to you is, if it's really that simplistic, then why can't we get it right? I mean, why is it that we can't just all get along and work together for the good?
Well, when you say we, do you mean the hip-hop community? Do you mean certain sectors of the hip-hop community? How do you mean?
Cause I'm talking about our whole hip-hop community because you see it in pockets, but what will it take? Since we're talking about evolution, what exactly will it take for us all to come together and make sense of this?
Well, that is a tough question. That's like asking where the world came from, how it started, you know? There's different theories. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. I heard a
phone ringing. Phone is ringing, yeah. There's a phone ringing for sure. Poetic probably got to shut one of the lines. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, it's like you said, that's perfect. There's pockets, there's pockets here and there. And those pockets, you know, are those individual people that, you know, like, how can I say, there's only one Jay-Z. There's only one Rockefeller. There's only one, you know, Steven Spielberg. There's only one of that person, you know. And so it's an individual type thing. Everybody has to take a look in the mirror and say, you know, this is how I should operate. This is how things are supposed to be. Instead of looking in the mirror saying, I look good and I'm number one and it's only me, you know. And that's going to be the key thing. I do see a lot more networking now because of the internet, because of Voxer, because of Twitter, because of all these things they got going on out here, social media. But it's an individual thing. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You know, so many people have laptops and they're out there making beats or I love this one. I get so many people tell me I'm an artist and I got a CD out, but I can't go nowhere on the internet and find it. I can't. They don't know how to even use a computer barely. I tell them I give them a P.O. box and send it to me that way. I never get it. You know, they try to send me an MP3 file. They don't understand the MP3 has a degraded quality. And if you're sending it to me to listen to, you would want to send me the best you have. So in the networking process, knowing that you cannot do it on your own, unless you know everything and you know how to do everything, and there's a handful of people out there, there's that less than 1% who can do that and who have achieved that. But at the same time, who is that less than 1%? If you're the average person, you're going to have to do a lot more. You're going to need people who around you who have the same goals and ambitions that you do. There's no I in team. One person can't win a football game. You have to have a linebacker, defensive, offense, defense, all this, you know. So, I mean, like you see these people, a lot of the stars and stuff, they have entourages. They don't do it on their own. They have 6-7 people, if not 20 people sometimes, following them around, helping them because they have so much to do. And you know, networking is number one. Getting with people who have the same ambition and goals, you can't reach everybody. You can't touch everybody. But with a team of people, you can reach more people than if you're trying to sit there and just do everything yourself and think you can just get it going, you know. Any company, any major company, any big company you're going to see has a CEO, a president, a founder, somebody who got the ball rolling and set up a formula and a system and then had people help implement that system. So Dr. Dre did an interview years ago, and they asked him the question, basically it was something like, what do you something about the music business? What do you think about the music business today? And he said, it's just that. It's a business. And if you're in these new and upcoming independent artists have to realize that it's a business. And you don't see any business out here on the street except if they're a small mom and pops and they're never going nowhere business that has one employee, you know. So if you think you want to be that one employee that's working in this small store and just making enough that's never to just make it, then go ahead. But if you want to be a corporation, take a look at their model. There's somebody who is the last person and who all responsibility falls on, but there's people, 100 people before that to make sure nothing falls on that person. So you have to build that network. You have to have that type of support system around you, whatever you're doing, especially independent artists and independent filmmakers.
Wow. You said a mouthful, and I mean, that's what we need here, because mostly our targeted audience that's listening land here at Hip Hop National Radio are individuals who are either aspiring artists or unsigned artists, some who have been in the game for a while, and others who are just fresh. So we try to give them information because we believe sharing is caring, and ask them to be in sponge mode so they can absorb and soak up all the great information that experts like yourself have just graciously come on to share. So we appreciate you being here tonight and all the information that you're giving us thus far, and we'll continue throughout the night.
Appreciate it. I love being here.
Well, we love you being here. You know, Poetic, I know that you have also been in the business for quite some time. When you look at this, when you even started in hip hop, you know,
Lady Di, I had trouble hearing you. I don't know if anyone else did, but I was having a little trouble hearing you just a moment ago.
Yeah, I heard a whole bunch of moving in the background, so I'm happy to repeat it again, though. I was just saying, with you being also in the industry for a while, where you started from to where
I believe our guest is calling my personal phone. Can you ask me that question in a second, please?
Sure.
Please?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Hip hop.
T. Turner, you know, the other thing that we tend to see in the market right now is the struggle, you know, financially with new artists and with them trying to fund their project. And I think that is a part of once we figure out the right formula to be able to set up shop where, you know, they can either write their music for it or some type of scholarship type program to really help these artists get out there. There's a lot of great talent that's being missed in our community right now due to funding. When you look at those type of things, I mean, what comes to mind in a way that we could pull together, as you said, networking, to help out the generation and the genre of music that are coming up now that are ready to be, you know, published and out there to the world?
I would say to the independent artist that's right now trying to figure out, okay, I have talent, how do I get it out there? Number one, you have to be computer savvy. Don't expect to be able to be in the big leagues when you don't have the right tools. You can't tell me you don't know how to use a computer and expect me to take you serious, because nowadays our society is growing dependent on the Internet. Our society is growing dependent on social media. You know, I go to school. I have a class, and teacher, she's like, she posts the information on a group thing on Facebook, and we go and download the stuff from there. So, first off, you have to be computer savvy, number one. That's number one thing. Be computer savvy. Number two, I would say is personality. I go to a lot of things. I work with the Recording Academy and go to different functions. I work with all different types of people and do these little seminars and stuff like that. And I get, you know, people who I listen to their tape and they sound great, but then when you meet them, they don't have the right personality, they don't know when I'm on stage and I'm an artist, now I'm off stage and I'm dealing with the business side of it. But they want to be the number one person. They want to be the person you go to, the manager, the CEO. They want to be the writer, the publisher. They want to be, you know, everybody. But they don't necessarily have the skill for that position. But they have the skill. They're a great rapper. They're a great artist. But they don't know how to approach people in a business type way. Just like your craft is a skill, so is the skill of being a PR person. So is the skill of being a engineer, a mixing engineer. So is the skill of being a videographer and knowing what to do. So is the skill of being a social media person and knowing how to navigate on the social media so that you're not double stepping. You know, I know this guy who was continually updating his this was a while back when MySpace was more popular, MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, and he was updating him, so he was repeating it. He would have all three windows up, and I said, why are you doing that? All you have to do is integrate them and make it so that you, when you post in one thing, it posts in the other one, and he didn't know about that. And it's just those type of little things that once I showed him that saved him 6 to 7 hours a week on what he was doing before. And so, you know, knowing, having the right personality for what you're doing, I think is very important. You have to meet and greet and network with people. Don't come meet and greet and networking with people at a function where everybody's got Dockers and a button-up on, and you're coming with your pants sagging to the ground and your hair all messy and just looking like you just walked off the bar and don't got no sense. You know, yeah, your music's great, but, you know, everybody, unfortunately, we live in a world where people are judged. Unfortunately, you want to get into an industry where looks and behavior and all that stuff is everything. So remember, independent artists,
when you're approaching these people out here in the industry with anything, just like if you're going to get a job, I don't care where it's at. When you go to apply for jobs, whether it be Walmart, whether it be as secretary for CEO of Trailcom, whether it be for whatever, you want to be presentable. Presentation is everything. Three, not just being computer savvy, but three, knowing social media. Social media is number one. There's not one place you go where you don't see a like us on Facebook. I don't care if it's the food truck. I don't care if it's a pizza box. You get the little thumb in the corner and says like us on Facebook. You can buy something from Staples. You can go to the grocery store. Even the liquor store will have a thing saying like us on Facebook. So social networking is the key. You don't have to have money. In today's industry, you don't have to have the money you used to have for Run DMC and these other people back in the day, these hip hop artists who needed labels because everything wasn't accessible. Now, everything we do is right here. It's called in the box, which means on the computer. So all you have to do is be somebody with the ambition, the knowledge, and the skill. You know, be able to admit if you're not the best rapper in the world or the best singer in the world. You know, maybe you're not the best singer in the world, but you know what? Maybe you're good at making the best singer in the world get out there into the world. Or maybe you're good at helping the best singer write songs. And knowing what you're good at is important. You know, don't waste your time, you know. Not everybody can be an artist, so see if there's something else in the industry you can do. See if you can help an artist. See if you can be a roadie. There's one artist. There's one Jay-Z, but there's 150 people that help Jay-Z make it happen. He can't do it on his own. So, you know, 250 people that help make it happen, you know. So you got to have that mentality. You know, that be presentable, be on your game, get your skill level up. Whatever you're doing, make sure your skill level's there. Be presentable in what you're doing. Know how it works. Know how the business works. Know what people like. You know, don't send somebody MP3 if they like a wave because then they're just going to disregard you. People who are on a level way further than myself, way higher than myself, they'll look at you. They'll just disregard it. They're not even going to give you time of day or tell you what you did wrong. They're just going to disregard it. So definitely bringing your skill level up and whatever you're doing is key too. You know, I don't know if on the East Coast it is like over here, but in California it's a lot of budget cuts. So it's not like before where you could just get up and go to school. You can't just get up and say, oh, I'm going to go to school and I'm going to learn this. If schools even offer, now more schools offer things related to the hip-hop element such as DJing. There's classes on DJing. There's classes on video making. There's classes on audio engineering. You can get your degree in it where you couldn't before. So, but it's not as readily available as it was. It's becoming less and less and less. But with the power of the internet, you have YouTube where you can damn near learn anything. You know, buy the software, look at YouTube. You know, self-help books that tell you how to do things. But with YouTube, man, you can do so much. You can learn everything off of YouTube practically. You know, you know, just for the independent artists, I deal with a lot of them, and I'm always telling them, you know, make sure you're on your A game. You know, don't send somebody something that's not properly mastered or not properly mixed. It doesn't ever even necessarily have to be mastered all the time if you have a good mix engineer. You know, be presentable. Be on your A game. You know, always come in like Michael Jordan. Always come in knowing you the king player and you're going to be the one that's going to dunk the ball, you know.
Lady Di, just wanted to let you know our other guest is here. Unfortunately, my other phone had kind of gave out on me, so I just wanted to let you know. His name is P.A.T., Louisiana Finest. Just wanted to bring him in, and then we can go to break.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How everybody doing?
Doing well. Go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is PAT Louisiana Finest, and of course, I am definitely in Louisiana. Basically, I'm an artist, that's been on the grind for a hell of a long time, and I'm listening in, just getting in, and I'm like, wow, already. I'm loving the conversation.
Well, good. We're glad to have you. We will definitely continue diving into this discussion tonight. You know, has hip-hop, you know, as it's evolved, is it still what it was? Are we progressing in the right direction? And we have on with us T.A.T. as well as T. Turner. And there's so much more on the other side. We're going to pay a few bills. We're going to our first feedback session. That's where we get to listen to some fantastic music. And we get to rate the song 1 through 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. We don't want you to go anywhere, so stick and stay, and I will meet you on the other side. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
This song goes out to all the women who are or has been in a bad relationship.
Oh,
there are still good men,
yeah,
who understand,
yeah,
your pain.
You in a relationship, but you still feel alone. And you're tired of being ignored. You try to tell them how you feel. You've been cussing and fussing and acting up, but he's still not listening to you. Your mind tell you leave, but your heart says no. But girl, all I wanna say, you take care of home. You still love him even though he do you wrong.
Hoping that the happy days come back.
So many tears. Cause you love him and he need you. For the kids, for the family, trying to make a happy.
Here, man, take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead, do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that 1 out of every 3 women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
Already Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than t-shirts. We do business cards, padfolios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Good evening. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the most, this, the lovely Lady Di, alongside T.A.T., T. Turner, and, of course, our visionary and founder, Poetic. You know that Myra Morse is always somewhere in the background holding us down, and we like to say hello on this Family and Friends Friday. We just came out of our feedback session, our very first one of the night. That was H-Town with I Appreciate You. We're going to kind of go and get some feedback. So if you'd like to be a part of it, you can dial in at 213-559-2995, the number one. The number again is 213-559-2995. You can also weigh in our chat room. Just log on to www.blogtalkradio.com with the / the Hip Hop National Radio. It's very easy. When we come to you, you just rate the song 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, and you can give your constructive criticism because we only build up here on Hip Hop National Radio and never tear down. Last but not least, you can always keep it raw and keep it real. That's what this platform is known for. But we ask that you keep it clean because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is our CEO here at Hip Hop National Radio, so we don't allow any profanity nor vulgarity. That's it. So with that being said, ladies, first as always, I have to go to my sister who's on the line with me tonight, T. Turner. Wanted to see what you thought about H-Town with I Appreciate You. Poetic, do you have T. Turner's line open?
Her line is open.
Oh, okay. T. Turner, did we lose you?
Actually, you just did. Just a moment ago, she just dropped off. So maybe her, okay. Maybe she was having a bad signal. Okay.
So let's move on to P.A.T. Hopefully she'll join us. P.A.T., what did you think about H-Town and I Appreciate You?
Oh, man, that was actually real cool. I was listening to it, and I was up here smiling, just listening while it was playing.
Excellent. What number would you give it? A rating 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest?
I don't know. I wouldn't listen to it as far as like I was rating it or something, but since it had my attention, I'd say around 6 or 7, definitely.
Okay. Sounds good. Poetic, what did you think about this? This is a new tune we haven't heard in a while. What do you think about H-Town, and I appreciate you?
It was a very good song. The production is really right on point, but, you know, that's the old H-Town sound, and I love the sound. Be honest with you, I could see a little bit being more updated today, but it's really a sound that I like. But it's still, I think it should integrate some of the new sounds of today's sound, too, as well. So that's what I like, and I'd say I'll give it about a 8. But it's a very good song. Tatiana is back on, just by the way. Let you know.
Yeah, sorry about that. We have a thunderstorm out here, and my phone gave out.
No problem, T-Turner. What are your thoughts about the H-Town song that we just heard, rating it 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest? What would you give it?
I give it an 8. I think it was, I liked it. It was I couldn't hear it a little bit because of static from the from the rainstorm we have out here, but yeah, I would give it probably an 8. Of course, it was the production part of it was great, like you said, and H-Town does have their own sound. You know what I mean? That's their signature, just like Michael Jackson and stuff. So you know, they probably will always have that certain 1990s male group from soul male group sound, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. That was a different tune. You know, they have a unique sound. It's like when you hear it, you listen to it long enough, I will say that they have tagged it to a way where you kind of know that it's them. And I think there's something about being unique or having that distinction that kind of sets you apart from the crowd no matter what it is that you're singing. And so big ups to H-Town. And
H-Town.
Poetic, I just want to make... Go ahead.
No, I said big up to H-Town.
Absolutely. Anyone that we need to address on the line right now?
Yes, Lady Di. Actually, the guest was on, and then he hung up. He's calling me on my personal number. I apologize, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
All right, well, that wraps up our first feedback session. We're going to dive right back into tonight's topic. I think it's relevant. If you're just tuning in, you are now locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside Poetic, Myra Moe, T. Turner, and P.A.T. Tonight on Family and Friends Friday, it's all about how hip hop has evolved successfully in spite of criticism. So, P.A.T., we haven't had a chance to get you to weigh in on that. I would love for you to, and I'm going to turn it over to you right now.
All right. Well, basically, I think actually we're evolving pretty nice, and hip-hop is going in a very, 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 very healthy direction. But at the same time, it's like everybody thought it wasn't, you know what I mean? Because, like, they thought that it was coming to, like, a dance era. They thought it's seen a lot of fads, and they thought it was just getting, like, kind of commercial and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's getting back to the feel-good music now because I hear a lot of people starting to listen to, like, what they used to love, and they, like, trying to, like, either better that or trying to, like, recreate it in some kind of form. Like, I feel like that's what a lot of artists are doing now these days, and I'm liking it. And me personally, being an artist, I'm also in that same category, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be on some music to where it just feels good. You could put on a whole album and you don't have to worry about skipping. You know what I mean? Because, like, it used to be like that. Everybody really cared about every single song that they did. And usually you could have an album where it had, like, about 10 to 12, maybe 14 singles on it. And that is amazing to me, you know what I mean? Like, whenever you make some music that is pretty much timeless and you could go back and listen to it, whether it be H-Town or it be TLC or it be, you know what I mean, anybody that made you feel good, like an In Vogue or something, man, that's the type of music that I want to, like, pretty much, like, put out there and pretty much recreate. And I think that we all pretty much move into that, we're moving back to that era now, and it feels good to me.
For sharing that. Well, Eric,
yeah.
I understand that was another one of our guests. Why don't you go ahead and introduce them? Poetic.
Yes, Zari. This is Zari Jones, if I'm saying it correctly.
Zari, like the country.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us, Zaire.
My name is Zaire. I'm a music video director out of Brooklyn, New York. I had the pleasure of working with a bunch of artists, old school, new school, you know, like relevant artists. And you know, I wanted to just get in on the topic and, you know, weigh in on it.
Well, we're glad that you're here, and now that you officially have the floor and you've officially checked in, go ahead and weigh in on it, because tonight we're talking about hip-hop and how it's evolved despite criticism. So go ahead and give us your opening remarks.
Brooklyn. Yeah. Brooklyn is definitely here. But I think hip-hop has evolved in a good and a bad way. It's evolved in a good way because we've been able to more so capitalize on the business that was capitalizing on us. And we've been able to find a way to control some of what we put out. But at the same time, we've also, in the rush for the monetary gain, we've given up a lot of our control of our image. And the bad part about the evolution of hip hop is that it really reflects where we're at right now in societal times, and there is a decrease in what we feel like we have to say, because I always thought of hip hop as a tool for positive social change, and I think in our pursuit and our gain monetarily, we've given up some of that. So we have a lot more music that has gotten reckless over the years, and even though it's become better music, it's not so-called gangster music. It's still not pushing society forward as much as it should be, and I think that's where we kind of wrestle with the evolution of hip hop. It's moving in a good direction, but at that same time, are we still committed to making sure that we send those positive images out to the kids right now, who seem to represent this reckless kind of state of mind that things are in?
Well said. Zaire, we are so glad to have you on with us. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we will definitely, of course, be checking back in with you from time to time. And we appreciate your opening remarks as we continue this discussion around the evolution of hip-hop. You know, and when we look out at the examples that we have before us, you know, it's interesting to me. I like that you took a spin on it, because as we continue to evolve, we do actually see both the positive and the negative. I think there's pros and cons and everything in life. And for me, I think the challenge for all of us who are on the line to continue being leaders is simply, again, so, you know, there's power in numbers. It's pulling everybody together, being on a unified front, and everybody kind of learning how to stay in their lane. You know, I think that sometimes where the water kind of gets muddy is because, you know, I'm called to be a producer over in the lane of being a singer. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being multi-talented. But if that is what you choose to do, then you have to study that craft and become good at it. You can't then just go over and try to be an expert in something that you haven't dived into. I think it takes the proper research, training, and all of those things in order to become an expert at whatever it is you're good at doing. And I think that when we look over into our community, the people who get it right, they get it all the way right. They understand that the industry is more than just the music piece of it. They become business savvy. And I love how T. Turner shared earlier is that we have some folks who are not even savvy when it comes to computer. I'm not even talking about, you know, all this intensity with software and whatnot. I'm talking about just the ads, it was not a necessity necessarily, you know, when hip-hop started. It is now. I mean, you have got to understand how to read that fine print and how to be able to communicate via the computer, because that's where technology has led us. And I think that you were onto something. And for me, I don't see people being as committed to it, and I heard that as well tonight, where they go that extra mile to be able to become an expert in what they do, but everybody wants the big payoff. So as we talk about the evolution tonight, my hope is, as always on every show, is that we start to share kind of tips and tools that our listening artists who are aspiring and unsigned are listening to us tonight can take away from this. Because the thing is that when we talk about a topic, it's always, okay, I got it, what are my next steps? And so to be able to provide that information is invaluable. And so I am so glad that all three of you, Zaire, T.A.T., T. Turner, have taken time out of all of your hectic schedules to be here on Hip Hop National Radio with us as we continue into this discussion. So before we go to our next break, I want to put another question out there and kind of filter our way to all three experts. And I want to keep it as simplistic as I can when I say this, but I want your opinion upon being an unsigned aspiring artist. What should they be doing now to make sure that they're relevant, that we have watched evolve? Because there is this sudden change, and it's going to continue changing. How do they keep in the know and keep themselves savvy in this ever-changing industry? And I want to start with you, T. Turner.
I would have to answer that by saying the simplest way I could would be skill. I just feel that there's a lot of people with a lot of talent, so you have to stick out. You have to be above average. You can't just do as good as the next guy or as good as the guy in your neighborhood. You have to go above and beyond. If your idol is Puffy, or if your idol is Tupac, or if your idol is whoever, aspire to be greater than them, and then you can at least try to achieve being close to what they were. You know, bring skill level in whatever you're doing in the entertainment industry, whether it's an artist, a manager, an audio engineer, a videographer, whatever you do, bring that skill level up, because that's what gets you recognized. Well, somebody sees and says, oh, wow, that's better than I've seen before, you know. And that would be the simplest answer I could say for people who are saying, well, what's the next step now? I want to become an artist. I want to do skill level. Bring your skill level up. Look at YouTube videos, buy books, seminars, join associations and societies like the Audio Engineering Society, Grammy U if you're in school, the National Association of Professional Women if you're a woman and you're on the PR side, the business side. Join these societies and surround yourself with other people with the same ambitions and goals as you. You know?
I like that. I like that. Zaire, let me ask you the same question.
You want to be relevant as an unsigned artist. Right now is the best climate for being an unsigned artist that it's probably ever been. So I want to my co-panel member there, what she said is absolutely right. You know, you have that skill level. You have to take that to the. You have to be the best that you can be, and it has to be a relentless pursuit. Like, this is not something that you do today and you don't do tomorrow. You pick it back up on Wednesday. That kind of has to be an ongoing thing. And then remember, everything is business. This whole industry is business. So you have to know what the business of everything going on around you is. And if you follow the music business right now, you know that the record companies, they don't have a formula for the internet. They don't have a formula yet. So they kind of piggyback off of what these independent artists are doing. Any artist that you've seen has been really big. From Wiz Khalifa to Soulja Boy, they're all independent artists to begin with that created a buzz in their independency, and that's where the major labels then picked up. The major labels are then piggybacking off of you. So what you have to do is continue. You can't be scared to try something, because right now is, like I said, it's the best climate for you to do that. The internet holds so much for you, so much information, one, and so much ability. It's leveled the playing field for an independent artist. So take that time and create your visibility. Like, you have to be visible. People have to be able to see you, hear you, know you. They want to know you. They want to see you. That's why music videos have become so important, because no longer just having a song is enough. They want to see the presence of the artist. So with YouTube, like she was saying, with Vimeo and all these other sites, you can create these viral videos. You can create something that's going to matter to your audience. And then you begin to create an audience for yourself. But the one thing, I guess, to keep it really simple is, being that this is a technological age, you know, look into what's going on business wise in the industry, and I'm telling you, it lies right there. It's right there for a savvy artist, a smart person to pick up on and run with.
Yeah, Zaire, let me comment off of that. Something that he said that I just wanted to point out. If you, I mean, you're right on the ball with everything. And if you have you have to have ambition. You have to have the relentless ambition to get up in the morning and do it, and go to bed and tough skin to be rejected constantly, and people tell you that you're not good at it, you'll never make it, or this stinks or whatever. And look at these artists, like he mentioned, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy's song was on the internet, the one Soulja Boy Tell 'Em, the one that everybody's doing the dance to. That was on the internet for 2 years, popular, a million hits before the Kylie Park found it, and then all of a sudden it now I know about it. But those 2 years I never heard of it, you know, and he still had a million people who had heard of it. And look at these people you out here, you see them in these cars and these houses with these jewels. They didn't just, it was a struggle. If you really read their real story, P. Diddy's story, Wiz Khalifa, Drake, Soulja Boy, if you read their story, it didn't just like, oh, you know, even the new boys, I would say they were probably the luckiest, but it didn't just happen overnight. They were working and doing stuff. You just didn't know about it because they all of a sudden blew up, but they were doing stuff to get there. They had an underground following, or they did something that was savvy enough, or they did something to put themselves out there enough to make it. But they don't tell you about that because that's the industry and that's the business. The business part of it is you just need to see all the hype. You don't need to see the dirty work that got to the hype. So don't forget that.
Well said. PAT, I haven't forgotten about you. You come on and chime in as well.
Oh, man, my heart is getting touched right now. I hope a lot of people listening, because, man, I love this conversation. And everybody hitting it right on the ball. I mean, like, it's crazy. Just like Zaire said, you got to be visible, man. And it's, oh, my goodness. Like, I've been doing this since, like, 2002. And the crazy thing is, like, just real quick about me, I done been an intern at So Def, EMI, and all that, you know what I'm saying? I done ran with all the artists, and I done seen everybody, like, whenever they was in the process of pushing, you know what I'm saying, like the franchise bars, rolling with people like that. And I done been in the A&R spaces, and they trying to get artists on, too. So you're thinking that you need an A&R, and you're thinking that you need to convince him, when at the same time, they be having artists, like, they're really trying to get on, and it's not necessarily the person that you think that you need, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you just need you. You need to go ahead and make yourself way more visible and way more knowledgeable than anybody else that's out there, period. Like, it takes a very, very long time. It takes a real, real, real lot. Like, it takes money, to be honest. Like, it takes a whole bunch of stuff. It's not just the internet and all this viral stuff and all the social media. Yeah, that's cool, and it happens, and stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, it gets seen, but at the same time, like, just now, I say, like, just now, after a good, hard 10 years is when a lot of things is really starting to get visible to everybody for me, and it's been 10 years, and I'm not even close to being nowhere under-skilled at all. as far as the artist goes, you know what I'm saying, as far as the music. And everybody has been telling me since I started, like, music is amazing and it's always great, but you got to get your business up. And, oh, you got to know this. And, oh, you got to know that. And that's all I've been hearing from the get-go. And basically what I did was just make sure I started integrating myself into the business, like just being out at any little thing that you think anybody will be at. I don't care if it's something local. I don't care if it's a local show, like a Justin Bieber concert. Like, you'd be surprised of who you can meet at an event like that, you know what I mean? Just like by being out there and going out there and say, hey, I want to make myself visible to his people because his people are amazingly crazy about him, you know what I mean? Like, they're a fan of him like that. Then you could go up there and be like, okay, so this is a diehard fan. Maybe I could win them over. Maybe I could go and do this, or maybe I could do that. You just got to try every single thing that you could possibly do. I jump out of cars on the highway. I got out and just went to every single, like, South by Southwest. I go to that all the time, and I just recently performed there. And, oh, my goodness, that was just so amazing. Like, it was crazy because so much of things was happening. Everybody is everywhere, and you just, like, putting yourself out there and talking to people all day, 24/7, and most of them are celebrities. Like, there's one dude I was talking to, he was on the Billboard, like, for 20 weeks or something, and he was a rock singer. But we was talking, like, and he was saying it in a conversation like it was nothing. And, like, people like that, you just meet in random places on an everyday basis whenever you put yourself out there. And as long as you keep on putting yourself out there and making yourself visible, if your work ethic doesn't stop, then basically it's going to pay off for you.
Wow, I appreciate that. What a powerful round. I cannot wait to wind
you
down
know?
With all of y'all. Y'all are off the chain tonight. Well, we are at the top of the hour. That's where we have to pay some bills, and we get to listen to some more fantabulous music. So there's much more on the other side and sizzling hot topics that Lady Di has just for you, and we have such a very, shall I say, exciting line of experts with me tonight, so I know they're going to be chiming in. I cannot wait. They're very outgoing, so we're going to have some fun when we get through with this feedback session. You stick and stay, and I'll meet you on the other side. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is a song called Cards, and it's by a young lady named Sonya Harley. Don't you go anywhere. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jam It or Slam It competition. Jam It or Slam It is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBBShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine, on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
You know what?
It's your boy Pit Boss, Cash Guerrilla Records. I'm all about supporting the WEW Foundation, which is a non-profit organization for the battered and abused women, men, and children in all communities. Now I want y'all to call in and request my hot new single, Do It Big, and big ups to Hip Hop National Radio, and keep it locked right here. It's your boy Pit Boss. HipHopNational.com.
Listening to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, your hostess with the most, sister Lady Di, on this fabulous Family and Friends Friday. So glad that you've officially checked in. Can't do it without my dream team, my remote always in the background holding us down, and of course Poetic, the visionary and founder of Hip Hop National Radio, is with us as well. We have some wonderful experts who joined in to help us tackle the evolution of hip hop. Before we jump back into tonight's topic, would like to pause for the call to talk about that song that was quite interesting. It was entitled Cards. We're going to do a feedback round. It's where we rate it 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. And we will start with you, Zaire. What did you think about that song?
It was very catchy. I liked it. It had a good sound. It had a flavor to it that I think is marketable, and that's what you're looking for as an artist. You're looking to have a sound that's marketable, that they can put out, that will attract followers. And I think that it had a good sound. I was it sounded like something I had heard before almost, and that's key to anything you do, it being familiar to people. And I think being relentless as an artist, they can be successful.
Thank you for that. What about you, P. Turner?
You know what? Unfortunately, I had to send an email out that I got. I was trying to multitask at the same time, and I didn't get to hear the full effect of it for me to say yay or nay or I liked it.
Okay, that's fair. P.A.T., I need you to check in and weigh in on that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little bit multitasking too, but I liked it because it actually had my attention too. Like I still kind of came back and was like, oh, okay, because I figured that we was gonna be getting questions about that song, and I definitely did like it.
Okay, can you rate it 1 through 10?
Ooh, I say a good eight. Man, I want to say harder than an 8, but I would say 8 because I was like doing some other stuff only.
Okay, that sounds fair. All right, we got P.A.T., Zaire, T. Turner. Poetic, what did you think about the song?
I thought it was a great song, actually. I'll give it about an 8. Production was pretty decent on it. And, you know, just to let everybody know, we support all genres of music here, just as long as it's clean. So we embrace the whole community of music, so bring it here and to educate them about the process. That's what we're about here at Hip Hop National. Just to let you know, in the chat room, we received an 8 from Admo Flavor. He said he gave it an 8. And so T.M. Michael said, hip-hop has evolved. It used to be about something much deeper and more meaningful than it has become now. You now have the floor.
Thank you. Well, that wraps up another feedback session. And as I promised, you know, it's time to talk about some hot topics. That's where we can talk about anything around the world that we darn well please. And I ask that our experts always join in, so I'll be calling on you. So y'all quit multitasking for a minute. I've been having undivided so that you don't say, Lady Di, can you repeat the question? I'm letting you know now I'm coming to you. But I want to talk about two, you know, hot topics that if you've been checking in with the news, I'm sure you've been hearing about them. Of course, the first one is around the presidential election and what transpired most recently, because we've been talking about social media and how much, you know, it moves around the world. And there was a Democratic, you know, opinion about, you know, mothers who are working from home. And, of course, that then had the Republican Romney, the wife of our current Republican candidate, Ann Romney, you know, spoke out and said that that was a choice that she had made to stay home with their 5 boys, and it certainly was not easy. The lady then came back to offer a public apology, and I thought that President Obama did a fine job in supporting, you know, women choices, whether they want to be a stay-at-home mom or decide that they want to be a working mother, and I thought that was very first class of him, because at the end of the day, some of the things should be off limits, not about Republican or Democratic, it's just about right and wrong. And so, you know, hearing that, if you hadn't heard the story, that is really the gist of it, and you'll continue to hear more about it over the weekend. Want to kind of get your way in and just your thoughts about it. And I'll start with you, PAT. What do you think about that?
Man, I think on a real, like, for real, like, everybody definitely, they can make choices, you know what I mean? Like, this is supposed to be a free country, so you know what I mean? Like, you could go ahead and choose to stay home and be a stay-home mom no matter what. If you're working from home or doing whatever you got to do at home, that's your choice, you know what I mean? So, like, basically, like, I don't even see, like, why or what would be a problem with it. Like, or why would somebody have a problem with it? The different parties or whatever, the Republican Party, they do have their little ways sometimes. And, of course, like, they like, basically, I don't know, like, they have a, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a way that they expect society to be, I guess you would say. And, basically, I don't see, like, why it always comes back to that when it's supposed to land of the free.
Interesting. Thank you for your comment. Zaire?
You know, to me, the fact that we're having this conversation raises a red flag in the first place, because if it's 2012 and we still have to tell people to respect people's wishes and opinions, then there's a deeper problem than that. You know, we have to look at, you can't treat the symptoms. You have to treat the illness. And as long as we keep, every time something happens, we keep attacking that specific event instead of attacking the issue that causes that event, then we have a problem. So, I mean, it's hard for me to even speak because nobody should be able to tell anybody if they wanted to stay home or not or have an abortion or not. Like, I think we've passed that.